6.
Still there a bit. Floor check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Still there a bit. It's a little bit better. 6, 6, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Way better. 6, 6. Floor check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Floor check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Nice, bright and early.
Is the sun even out yet?
Painful.
No. That's not even any, there's nothing.
It's total darkness. Bonjour, Louis.
Happen?
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
1, 2, 1, 2, test 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. Test 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2.
Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2.
1, 2. 1, 2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can the translations hear me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, that's thumbs everywhere. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm still hoping to see some thumbs go in the air. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
So Louis clued me in on the secret. There is coffee in the back of the room.
So it looks like we have a quorum at least, and the quorum has coffee. So we probably will get started in 1 minute. Thank you. It's like we're having connectivity issues.
Welcome to the ICANN Conference Center, powered by Adigo Conferencing.
This is
enough to show up.
They're
welcome.
It looks busy. Well, it's a good sized group. I see almost everybody. All right. Can everybody hear me over the microphone?
Yep.
Good. Good. Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Garth Bruin. I am the chair of Neuralo. Sitting next to me to my left and to your right is Darlene Thompson, our secretary. And sitting to her left is Olivia Crippen-Leblanc, chair of ALAC. And we have staff in the other corner to my right. If this is a
yeah, there's like four of them staff.
If this is your if this is your first meeting, welcome. If you're not familiar with the format, we raise our hand to speak, and then you push the little red button on the microphone in front of you, and you make sure, and you say your name. Because all of these are all recorded and transcribed, and the translators behind us are translating into French and Spanish. I'm sorry. There is a difference. There is a difference between translator and interpreter, and I forget that. Forgive me. Okay. And many of us are wearing yellow, according to the pins, to identify ourselves to potential new members. And we should all have these yellow folders. And accordingly, if anybody gets out of line, I will give you a yellow card. I am from the United States, but my mother's family is from Quebec and Prince Edward Island. Okay, so I've got feet in different places. I really hope to be able to do some good work and get you all to do some good work. And earn your trust. It's very, very important to me. And I just want to say a few words about the previous chair, Bo Brendler. Bo Brendler got me to join at large. He talked me into it, and he recruited me. And even though there has been a little bit of a conflict, I still consider Bo my friend. And as far as I'm concerned, he is welcome back at any time. And hopefully we can just put all of this behind us and move forward. Now, oh, please, Olivia.
Thank you, Garth. Olivia, for the transcript. Do you consider Bo still your friend, even though he got you to join this community? I mean, that's nice.
I wasn't going to specifically mention disagreement or whatever that took place. I was just going to move past it as much as we could. One of the things I want to focus on this week is dispute resolution within our own group. specifically because of the problem that we had over the summer between Bo and some other members. And also, since then, what I've heard about some disputes between members in Lac Rallo, in Your Rallo, in other regions. And I'm somewhat taken aback by this. I'm a little shocked because we should not be fighting each other. Okay? We are volunteer members of the community, and we should be working in concert. And certainly we disagree about different topics and different things, but we need to find ways to get along, okay? Because if we can't get along with each other, if we're too busy fighting each other, we're not going to be able to fight against the forces of evil on the internet who want to keep the people's voice off. And this is where we should be focusing our energies. So today, in particular, I think everybody has signed up for some time on the table, and I will be there as much as possible during the breaks, and we're going to be trying to recruit new ALSs. And Glenn should have given everybody one of these, right? Everybody should have one of these with their times on it? Great. And if you don't know where the table is, I don't know exactly where it is yet, but it is by the reception, the vendor hall where the registration was.
Glenn, do you need a few minutes?
Do you want to talk about it, Glenn?
About the folder?
Okay. Really, Glenn McKnight, for the record. Yes, it's exactly next to the escalators where you got your badges at the reception. You'll have to go across the other side, and we should be there for 10 o'clock. We have lots of people signed up for 10, so thank you.
Okay, and just so everybody knows, everybody else and who they're going to be working the table with and working with over the week, I want to go around the room and have everybody introduce themselves. I'm going to start with Eduardo at the end of the table, por favor. Just to introduce yourself.
Eduardo Diaz, from Puerto Rico and part of the Narralo. I'm the president of the Internet Society there. Welcome, everybody.
And please, anybody that's not sitting at the table, please come forward and sit at the table.
Hello, good morning. I'm Silvia Leite. I'm from Lac Rallo, another region of ICANN, and I'm here to learn from you. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. I'm Sergio Salinas Porto, ALAC member, and from Argentina.
Bonjour tout le monde.
Hello, I'm from Gabon. I'm coming to the ICANN.
Come.
Learn ICANN. Thank you.
ICANN.
Bonjour.
Good morning. Bon. My first meeting with ICANN.
Come in ICANN. Thank you very much. I would like to learn from you.
Good morning. I am Serge Atame from Gabon.
I come here to learn how it works.
Chalcott, I'm from a Linux user group here in Toronto. I come here from Vancouver originally, along with two other friends from my same high school. Welcome to Toronto.
Glenn McKnight, I'm a Narello member, ICANN Academy, and the NOMCOM representative for Narello.
Hi, my name is Louis Hull, president of ISOC Quebec, member of Narello, and it's not my first meeting.
I'm Dana Perry from Nova Scotia. I represent the Community Access Program, and it is my first meeting.
Good morning. My name is Alan Skuse. I'm
represent British Columbia and the Yukon and the Pacific Community Networks Association.
Olivier Crépin-Neblon, ALAC Chair.
Darlene Thompson, Naralo Secretariat from NCAP in the Iqaluit Nunavut.
Garth Brown, in addition to being Naralo Chair, I run a service called New John, which helps end users with their abuse issues and helps them navigate the bureaucracy.
Good morning. I'm Heidi Ulrich. I'm the director for At Large. I support, this whole team supports everyone in At Large.
Good morning. My name is Silvia Vivanco. I am the manager of regional affairs, the RALOS. Thank you.
Good morning. Gisela Gruvis, At Large staff.
Hi, I'm Matt Ascioni, At Large coordination officer.
Good morning. My name is Evan Leibovich. I'm with the ALS, the Canadian Linux Users Exchange, and the first chair of Naralo when it was created. I'm currently serving on the At-Large Advisory Committee. In my day job, I spend half my time working with a new startup and the other half working at York University, dragging academics kicking and screaming into the web.
Good morning, Devananti Luxing. I'm from the Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society and a future member of ELAC member from LAC RALO.
Morning, Seth Reese from Honolulu. I'm part of NARALO and I represent an ALS of intellectual property lawyers in Hawaii. Thanks.
I'm Randy Glass with NARALO with America at Large.
Good morning, Gareth Sherman. I represent the ALS Telecommunities Canada.
May Sherman, Victoria Freenet Association.
Peter Knight, ISOC, DC, and Brazil. Graduated from the World Bank 15 years ago to the private sector and been active in internet matters in various countries. Thank you.
So, yes, Peter seems to be our at-large at-large. Okay, so in terms of events today, and if you're new, these are some good opportunities for you just to jump right into policy development and see how everything works. There is a Who Is Working Group meeting at 11 o'clock in this room. This is very, very important policy. It doesn't matter what your viewpoint is on who is. You should be involved. New GTLDs, and actually we have the working group chair with us here in the room. Dev is running the working group on new GTLDs. This is also a very current and hot topic. And is that that's also in this room at 3:30. We have the Future Challenges working group, which is run by our own Evan. And I believe that is also in this room. And I think I got the time wrong for the new GTLDs. That's at 2. Evan's group is at 3:30. Okay. Do those overlap?
No?
Okay. Okay, thanks. All right. And we have rules and procedures, which I believe is Cheryl from AP RALO. Very important working group. Ongoing. And then tonight we have the anniversary showcase in this room at 7 o'clock. This is important. This is a celebration of all the work that we do and a celebration of our group, specifically the 5 years, the anniversary event, the 5 years that we've been around. I haven't been around 5 years. Many people in this room are founding members, and you're going to actually be honored tonight. So all the railers are going to be honored. But the 5 years are going to be celebrated. Now, I'm going to shake things up a little bit, but in a good way. I want to make full use of all of our opportunities to engage ICANN. Okay? One of the areas that had kind of dropped off in the past year were the chair's monthly reports. Okay? we should always be putting a report out there, and I will dedicate myself to having a monthly report after each monthly call. So the monthly call can kind of be the closing off of the month's business. We'll put out the report. In this particular case, I'm going to do it after the actual ICANN meeting, and I'll be putting up the results of everything that happened over the week in that report. What I'm going to add to this report is the chair's notes on ICANN functions. I'm going to start tracking as much as we can the actual effectiveness of ICANN functions. And I want to hear from all of you on this. I want you to tell me if you think an area of ICANN is operating the way that it should. And we're going to put these items into the monthly report, and we will keep addressing them month after month until they're fixed. What I also want to see in the monthly reports is what you are doing in your own communities. It's going to be very, very important for all of us to understand what everybody else is doing. We each come from a different community perspective. We have our own agendas, and we have things we want to get accomplished. And other people in the room, other people in other ALSs can support us and help us do what we need to do. Many of the things I've been able to succeed on, I was able to succeed on because I had the support of Evan or Darlene and other people in the group. And if there's something that you want to see done, I want to hear about it, and we'll figure out a way to get it done. And we'll figure out a way that it fits in with ICANN's mandate. This isn't just going to be a group that you show up at and hang out. I want everybody to be engaged. So this would be item number 4, specifically. Managing our community, getting ALSs on the record, and enfranchising our members. I mean, what good is this representation as an at-large community if we're not actually getting your work done? And I think we're going to find out that there's a lot of overlap in what people want to see within the community. And there's going to be many, many opportunities for all of us to support each other. So item number 5. I mentioned this briefly. This is an idea that I came up with when I started hearing about some of the issues within different RALOs. Now, if two people within a particular region are having a dispute, it may be very, very difficult for other members of that RALO, other members of that region, to resolve the issue because people end up taking sides. It becomes very political and very fractious. So what I'm proposing is a plan to allow someone from another RALO. For example, maybe somebody from Naralo can help people in Uralo or a different region resolve a dispute. Because presumably, the person in a different RALO doesn't have a side to pick. And their only interest is in making sure that the community works. So I just want you to think about that, and maybe we can talk about, even online and offline, ways that we can start that, get that going. I was hoping that Chris, the ombudsman, would be here to discuss this, but that's okay. Yeah. So while we're waiting to find out what's going on with the ombudsman, I'll just move on to item 6, which is homework assignments. Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
Allegedly.
Homework assignments. We want to focus on recruitment. I personally would like to see our membership double by this time next year. And I think that that's a reasonable goal. I think that there are enough people out there and enough organizations who are concerned about internet policy that we can get them on board. What I would like you to do is over the day before tomorrow, because tomorrow morning at the same session, we're going to be discussing recruitment and recruitment strategy. I would like everybody in this room to think of 10 organizations that we can reach out to. Now, it doesn't have to be a lock, And it doesn't have to be, you know, a completely flushed out list, just some ideas. And if there is overlap between all of us, that's good. That's a consensus. And then it's something that we agree on, and that's probably a good organization for us to target. And if you can't come up with 10, we need to figure out why we can't come up with 10.
I can't come up with 10.
Well, that's why I'm giving you the day to think about it. Now, for example, let's say in the United States we have the AARP. Now, other people in the room may think of the AARP, which is the American Association of Retired Persons. There may be opportunities to recruit members of different veterans groups. There may be opportunities to recruit people with limited access. One of the things that I have been wondering about is, how do people with disabilities make full use of the internet? How does the blind make full use of the internet? Okay, we don't have a large disability membership here, and I wondered sometimes as I climb up and down the stairs at different ICANN venues, how would somebody in a wheelchair get to these events? And I've actually never seen somebody in a wheelchair at an ICANN meeting.
But they're here. There are. Yeah, there are.
Well, tell us.
All right, Cheryl has informed me that there have been people in wheelchairs at these venues, and especially in the last venue when there was Cheryl Langdon Orr. Sorry. And this is Darlene Thompson for the transcript record. And she has mentioned to me that there are wheelchair people that have had horrible times at these events.
Okay, so Darlene, what you're saying, this is Garth again for the record, what you're saying is that the access has actually been difficult for them.
Yes. Yes, very much so. If you look at the event that was just held in, where did we last go? Costa Rica, where there's all the stairs everywhere, and there was very little ramps or anything, and the main venue was upstairs, up some stairs, and wheelchair people had a hard time getting there.
And, of course, the reason I bring this up is that somebody with limited mobility, they may spend a lot of time at home on the internet. And there may be many opportunities not only to get them engaged, but to use them as a resource and make good use of their abilities. And then actually to get them out and get them to a meeting. So this is the kind of opportunity I want you to think about. Many of us came from a specific technical background, and this is the source of our engagement. We want to see the internet flourish in a technical capacity. Some of us are single-minded about policy issues. We're concerned about privacy. We're concerned about cybercrime, and this is what got us involved. Some of us are very focused on language issues. We want to see more translations. What I'm talking about is changing the way we view the possibilities for an at-large group and getting all kinds of people involved. For example, blogging communities, people who just write for the sake of writing. They're not necessarily thinking about internet policy, but their rights and their access to the internet is extremely important. And if we can reach out to these groups, let's do it. Now, I see that that Chris has joined us, so we're going to roll back to dispute resolution, and Chris is going to introduce himself and hopefully give us some good advice.
Welcome. Apologies for not being here earlier. There was, a communication glitch somewhere. But one of the issues that I must address as the Ombudsman is, of course, resolving some of those human disputes that arise from time to time between the community. And they often occur because of communication issues of one sort or another. And thankfully, as often as not, the issues work themselves out once you re-establish communication. And that may sound slightly obvious, but to the parties involved in a dispute, sometimes we're talking past each other and not to each other. That's where my role comes in. And I notice I came in when we were talking about diversity issues. A lot of disputes, in my view, arise because we're not necessarily recognising diversity, and that can be in all sorts of ways. Often there are significant cultural differences in the way we say things. For example, you may have noticed that I don't have a North American accent, and I might from time to time use slang or particular turns of phrase out of my variety of English, which might be misinterpreted. And those are the sorts of issues where an ombudsman can be brought in and assist perhaps in a sort of a translation, a cultural translation, a diversity translation. So just opening with that, are there any specific issues that people want to talk about in relation to use of the ombudsman and dispute resolution?
Well, Chris, one of the things I was discussing just briefly was disputes within RALOS between different members in the regions, and the possibility of allowing members of other regions who don't have any kind of stake in who wins, the only stake being that they want the community to cooperate, that a member of a different region might be able to help them resolve the dispute.
In that case, my office is always available to help and facilitate those differences. It can be something positive as well as where there are difficulties arising. From time to time, people might not know how to make connections between the groups. And I can do that as well as perhaps the more negative side of resolving an actual dispute.
Right. So what we're saying is that you don't actually have to come to the ombudsman with a complaint. You can just come to discuss.
Absolutely. My role isn't just dispute resolution. It's really as much as anything as peace and harmony. And I can certainly facilitate communication.
That's fantastic. And I've actually met with Chris before at different meetings. And, you know, he's a very easy person to talk to. And, you know, even if you're not necessarily hot under the collar about some kind of problem, if you just want to talk about what he does, and maybe he's got some good ideas about how to recruit people. Randy, do you have your hand up? Please.
Hey, Randy Glass, America at Large. I just wanted to say not about the dispute process, but about the Office of the Ombudsman. Way back when all this was just first getting started, none of this actually would have happened without the Office of the Ombudsman. I don't know if anybody actually remembers that, but I just wanted to give credit to that office where credit is due.
And I should probably say that my predecessor, Frank Fowley, was responsible for that. I can't claim credit for that. He did a tremendous amount of work in relationship and communication building.
Okay, so, and where is your office right now during this meeting?
Dockside 4, which is in the level below this. I have a sea view, or a lake view, to be precise, and it's a large room with a table in it, and it's available to anybody who wants to just call in casually. If I'm not physically there, you can send me an email and ask for a specific appointment. Also, for today and tomorrow, I have my adjunct ombudsman, Herb Way, who's here. And Herb, I think many of you will have met him. He operates as my backup. If I'm on holiday or unavailable, then he's there to keep continuity within the office. And Herb's actually been a part of this community for about 6 years, so he probably knows more about the job in some ways than I do. And if you come down to the office, you'll probably meet both of us down there, and Herb will be circulating among the groups today as well.
And this is Garth Byrne again. Just in my role, I would like us to, if we actually have a real dispute and a conflict, to be able to avoid going to the ombudsman if we don't have to. And I want to hear about your problems. If you have a problem with another member, talk to me, okay? And if we can fix it, if we can find a way to fix it, let's do it. And sometimes just talking is the first step in getting something resolved. I just kind of was thrown in the middle of all of this over the summer, and we actually were able to resolve the dispute without it getting any further just by talking to the different parties. Glenn has a question, please.
Chris and I spent some time last couple of ICANN meetings, and we produced together two or three really good videos of him talking about his role and what he does. So just a quick question. I don't see the link. Is this set up now and functional?
Your agenda?
Yeah, so I'll post the links directly to the videos for Chris. Okay.
So, and just getting back quickly to our in-reach and outreach efforts, I've been going around and I've been asking all of our members three easy questions, and I've already spoken to Darlene and to I can't remember who I've, and Dana and some other folks. I want to get to everybody. If I haven't interviewed you yet, please come and see me. It's only going to take 2 minutes, literally, and it will help me develop a mental picture of what our community is. And I will store up here what your concerns are and what your skills are, and we're going to manage this community really, really well and be effective. Now, before we close up for the morning, I want to give our ALAC members a chance to make any announcements if they have any. No? And is there anybody with Evan, please?
Hi there. I just wanted to make the point that during the at-large session that happened yesterday, we had ICANN communication staff come into the room. And one of the big challenges that I think that we face as we do the kind of outreach that Garth is talking about is having a reasonable message in plain language, not only about ICANN itself, but about the issues. Heidi, I keep forgetting the number. How many policy statements did we churn last year?
This is Heidi. Last year, ALAC produced 40 statements. That was a record at that time. So far this year, as of end of September or early October, it was 37. So you're going to easily surpass that number again.
So the point I'm making is that there's a staggering number of statements being made on a staggering number of topics, some of which can be mind-numbing in their technical level and others mind-numbing in their level of bureaucracy and process. So one of the challenges that we have as part of our role within the ICANN multi-stakeholder model is trying to filter some of these issues, make them palatable in a way that any of you could tell somebody who is not engaged in ICANN, doesn't know about how the internet works, let alone how to affect change, and to try and get messages on ICANN and on some of these topics that are in good language, easy to understand, and easy to be able to tell other people. In order to do this kind of outreach, Garth, we've got to be able to have nice, I don't want to say simple messages, but I want to say that there's a need to simplify some of the things that come out of ICANN in order for us to do our job well and to properly give back the kind of input that ICANN expects from us as part of the bottom-up process. So this is, to me, a particular thing. If we can't get good messages in and we can't get good messages out, then the outreach is going to have very limited use. And one of the things that I think we need from everybody at this table, and that includes the people that are here observing and not from North America, this is an at-large wide issue. If you come across parts of ICANN that you find are either too technical, too bureaucratic, or otherwise too difficult to not only understand yourselves, let alone bring forward to other people in your ALS or to others, raise those issues, bring those forward. We need to know the kind of things that need to be simplified, the kind of things that need to be put in clear language, especially some of us who have been within ICANN so long that the acronyms and the buzzwords and the jargon become too common, too simple, too well understood. We tend to sometimes forget that there are people that we are trying to reach that don't know what a domain name is, let alone what's the difference between thick and thin, who is. So we have a challenge here, and it's necessary for us not to forget about that. We're doing a job. We are at the bottom of the pyramid, and we need to make this very accessible. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Evan. Actually, when I was talking to Dana earlier, he self-corrected himself and said, well, I don't know if that's an ICANN issue. Don't do that. You have an issue, put it on the table, and we'll decide if it's an ICANN issue afterwards. Staff has an announcement about what's going to happen next, and I'm going to turn it over to Heidi. Thank you.
Thank you, Garth. Actually, before I talk a little bit about what's happening next, I'd like to just follow on from Evan. ICANN has produced a series of beginner's guides. Actually, the at-large community was the group that asked us for these. You can go on our website. They have one on the DNS. They have one on IPv6. The most recent at-large one was for how to participate in at-large. And I have them. They are in English, French, and Spanish. I have a few copies here. I can get more copies for you. The one that was just produced for this meeting is how to participate in ICANN. And that covers not only at-large, but also it covers all of the other ACs, advisory committees, and supporting organizations. So we'll be able to give you copies of those. So there are a number of ways of documents now that ICANN is producing in simple language to help you develop a greater ability to participate in the policy development process. Okay, and also on our website on Thursday, we're going to be showing you how to go through our wiki. And there's a load of information on that for you to use to help help you with policy advice development and participation in at large and within ICANN. Okay. So if I could just continue on what's happening now and for the rest of the week through Thursday. So from 7 to 8 each day, you're going to be working here in this room on capacity building just for Norallo. Then you're going to move over, except for today. Today is the only exception where it's only 30 minutes. All the rest, Tuesday through Thursday, it'll be 1 hour with the fellows. Now, for those of you who don't know what the fellows are, it's within ICANN. They've been there for 5 years. They bring developing country volunteers as a way to fast-track them into ICANN. Basically, the meetings that you'll be joining them with are discussions, presentations by the ACSO leaders. So today, you'll be, I'm not sure who you'll be making the last 30 minutes, but it's going to be Marilyn Cade, chair of the business constituency, Steve Metallitz, chair of the intellectual property constituency, and Tony Holmes, chair of the internet services providers. Okay, and you're going to, that's on the other side of the hotel. Gisela, in her yellow, is going to be leading you over that. That's, again, 30 minutes. That's starting now. At 8:30, I ask that all of you go to the welcome ceremony. That's going to be directly upstairs from where you are with the fellows, and at that time, the new CEO, Fadi Shahadi, is going to be setting out his plan for ICANN. So I encourage you to go to that. And as well as you'll see in your yellow brochure, you'll have on the left side the entire schedule for at-large meetings. So I encourage you to go to those meetings as well.
Okay, and just one note. My interaction with ICANN started with some unpleasant interactions with ICANN staff, and I had to kind of get over that prejudice, okay? These people right here, Heidi, Sylvia, Gisela, Matt, they're very, very nice. They're super nice, and they're here to help us.
What about Chris?
And Chris. Chris isn't usually sitting in the corner over there. So.
Anybody likes to please pack. So if you could please pack your belongings and follow Gisela, it's sort of a 3-minute walk to the other side of the hotel, but you'll be staying there for the rest of the morning. Okay?